Simple.
The first hump day of the month. Happy 1st of July. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay!
Try it. No. Go ahead. Give it all you got.
See? What's going on? There Lou Lilita, what is happening?
Mr. Brown.
As he just slides in like the five heartbeats.
Like the five heartbeats.
Got it.
Not like this.
Oh, I was ready for a good excuse.
I know.
Oh, man, I'll save it.
All right. Vacation.
Oh, you got it coming up? Oh, that's right.
This is his last day.
This is your last day?
Yeah.
Well, I guess tomorrow I leave.
Tomorrow doesn't count.
I'll be working tomorrow, but tomorrow...
It doesn't count as a work day.
No, it doesn't count. Are you finger hut ready? Meaning, have you packed?
No.
You're not.
You have not packed.
No, I have not packed.
That's good. That's a good sign right there. That's a great sign.
And I have to pack for the week after.
The Chicago and the Michigan City.
So we go back on the road.
Oh,
man. He's good. So he's good.
You're just packing underwear then, huh?
Underwear.
He just don't give a damn. He's got it like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a.
Okay.
He don't give a.
That's right.
A
flipping flying nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right.
Good. All right, player. The Sharks are up.
They are, man.
Man, the Sharks are up.
This is their best season, man. They are really.
And the North Carolina Sharks are the.
Who knew?
Are the ones
who
that
even,
are, not the Florida
knew?
Sharks.
Who knew?
Florida Sharks, you know, you expect.
Always.
But the North Carolina Sharks are on the come up. They biting folks every day up and down the coast of.
I never even knew there were sharks in North Carolina. I really
Well,
never.
Neither did all these people who got bit.
Neither them white people who got bit.
All these.
They're like, in North Carolina?
In North Carolina. The beaches of North Carolina.
Did they misread the maps?
Well, you know what, Sybil? Maybe North Carolina's trying to steal some of our thunder since we got all that going on in South Carolina.
You got all,
and taking some of the heat.
All the flags. All the Confederate flags and everything.
We got this, South Carolina.
Yeah,
Watch this.
They've always thought they were better, though. Really.
The truth
is, South Carolina and North Carolina always thought they were better.
Are they better?
Not at all.
Even after you relocated to Charlotte, you don't think so?
Once I got up there and saw how uppity they were, I came on back.
I see.
Once again, there was a North Carolina woman that climbed the South Carolina pole to get the flag down.
Yeah, I understand that.
You got that, huh? Okay. But.
Yeah, no business coming out of here. Starting trouble.
You all wouldn't do it.
You
love it.
You know how them outside agitators are?
Outside
Where are these sharks from? Raleigh? Durham? Where they from?
Now there's another fight.
Well, I can tell you Raleigh and Durham sharks won't be swimming together. That's not gonna happen. That is definitely not going to happen.
Look at this. Another church fire. South Carolina.
Yep. Overnight.
Greeleyville.
And this church has been burned before. This is not the first time. This church, they believe, the story is that this was this historic black church burned down in the 90s by the KKK.
What number of churches is that now?
We're now up to, it depends if you believe that it's a part of the whole
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Against.
Yeah,
that's that. You believe all of these churches.
All of these churches.
I'm gonna go with faulty wiring. At least one.
But at any rate, this church has burned down before.
Yes.
20 years ago, and when it came back, then President Clinton came, and represented.
So this church was remodeled.
It was rebuilt.
Rebuilt. Mm-hmm. Faulty wiring. Well, you know, in any black church, the janitor, the deacon boy, the usher, cook.
Now, just
gardener,
before the.
Could be one person. You know that, right?
The fire broke out. The NAACP did send a series of tweets saying that it was alerting black churches to take necessary precautions and urging the Department of Justice to investigate the series of black church fires.
Well, that's the other thing. Some of these churches are so far in rural areas. Nobody's going to sit.
Greeleyville is a rural area?
I don't know about that one, but I know some of the churches that I've been through, that relatives that are way, nobody's going to sit back there and watch that church late at night.
And if it was faulty wiring or if it was a result of a storm or, but it's just too coincidental.
Yeah, yeah. Puerto Rico is broke.
Man.
They say Puerto Rico's debt is worse than the Detroit debt.
And that's saying something.
Puerto Rico's debt is worse than the Detroit debt, and Puerto Rico is blaming Kwame too. I don't know how they got so broke, but Puerto Rico is $72 billion in debt.
And they
what they spend that money on?
Well,
I don't know.
I can't say that they did the same things that, but they are losing. They're losing population, which they had hoped that they were.
Beautiful women in Puerto Rico, man.
They say that
that'll cost you $72 billion. Is what you're saying, man? Beautiful women cost.
And there's beautiful women
in Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico, man. Whoa.
And you have beautiful women. You have debt. Is that you are beautiful women? Is our economic indicator, Sybil?
You would ask Jay that question.
They are. They're definitely there, man. They are there. Ooh.
And it cannot file for bankruptcy as of right now. So this is and it's very disconcerting because it's so close to home. Here you are as a part of the U.S. territory, and, you know, all eyes are on Greece, but this is here in cities like Detroit and in territories like Puerto Rico.
They blame that on Kwame.
Yeah, you know they did, man.
You know it. You know it. It's Kwame's fault.
Yep. And Greece,
they're really broke.
Greece is a different kind of animal. They, you know, tried to bail them out in 2010, mm-hmm. and they gave them a loan. Well, now they say that the Greek government and the Greek people say we're considering that more of a grant, not so much a loan that we have to repay. And so and the people that agreed to the
loan. You know anybody Greek?
Yes.
That sounds like somebody Greek would say. Alone. My friend. It was a grant.
Brother, my brother. Yeah. Brother, don't be like that.
Come on in, my brother. My friend.
My brother.
Opa.
Have some
Ouzo. Ouzo. I mean,
They never want to pay you. They think you ate. Right. You
look at the flaming cheese.
Look at the cheese.
So that was a loan?
No, that was a loan?
It was a grant. It was a grant.
You said don't worry about it. I think I heard you say don't worry about it.
Now, come on. Now, don't be that way.
Just eat. More food.
We'll talk money later.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk money later.
If you know anybody Greek or if you've ever been to a Greek
restaurant,
this sounds like something that they would say.
This is what the Greeks would do, man. All right, Greeks, don't be getting mad now. Come on.
Eat some cheese.
Don't be like that. All right.
Ouzo. Have a ouzo.
Let the ouzo flow. Okay. All right.
You ever had ouzo?
Well, I'm not a licorice fan, so that's just liquor with some licorice.
Yeah, but you get around Greeks, and it tastes good.
Okay.
It tastes good when you get around.
If you have enough of it.
Because they say it's good. No?
No?
No.
No.
It's not good.
No.
It's good, no?
No.
No, it's not.
More, you'll like it.
And then you say, oh, what the heck. Opa!
Exactly.
Eleven past the hour.